Now, how's this for another summer reading option? A new Hollywood biography about a 1940s screen siren who was better known for her beauty and her marriages than for her acting ability, recently hit the bookstores, is Ava Gardner, The Secret Conversations, a good read? We asked our movie critic, Bob Mondello.
Country girl Ava Gardner arrived in Hollywood in 1941 aware that she couldn't act, but gorgeous enough to think that that didn't need to slow her down. In the book, we're told that her beauty, which reportedly intimidated Elizabeth Taylor, won her not just film roles, but a wedding ring from Mickey Rooney, who she divorced before she turned 21, also from bandleader Artie Shaw, she called those two her starter husbands, before a headline-making marriage to Frank Sinatra that lasted 4 entire years, for her, a virtual marathon. Then there were the movies. She appeared on Safari in Mogambo.
Well, bless your big bony knees.
In the tropics in Night of the Iguana.
Honey, you just lie down in the hammock and I'll fix you a nice rum cocoa.
No.
In a role created specially for her in Snows of Kilimanjaro.
I'll bet I'm the only person in the whole darn place who's only trying to be happy.
As a sexpot dancer in Barefoot Contessa.
Half in the dirt and half out. Many ways, it's been beyond my dreams.
And in a few dozen other pictures in a 4-decade career that was cut short by a debilitating stroke. All in all, a motherload of promising material for journalist Peter Evans to mine in his posthumously published, and sadly dead on arrival, Ava Gardner, The Secret Conversations. Secret because after doing months of interviews, Gardner got cold feet about the book and, wisely, based on the result, withdrew permission to publish, a deal theoretically sealed by her death in 1990 at the age of 67. Or not, 2 decades later, Evans got permission from the star's estate to use the interviews in a book not about her life, but about her fraught relationship with him on the memoir that never got published, an exasperating tale of drunken 3 a.m. phone calls, missed appointments, and discussions about what to wear for an audience with a book agent. And because Evans died before he finished the book, interspersed with all that filler are the few chapters he'd completed about her Hollywood days, almost nothing about her films, and some not terribly revealing details about her marriages. The book's prose is blunt and its interests tawdry. Evans wonders for chapters on end how he's going to get Gardner to talk about whether Sinatra was well endowed. She never enlightens him, and I suppose you could say he pays her back by painting a none too generous portrait of the Ava Gardner that he says could always make me laugh, but who he chooses to depict as a cranky, vain, annoying, profane, and fiercely stubborn has been. I'm Bob Mondello.